on April 18th, which is a Saturday, we have our 15th annual YMCA run walk, and that is a 5K walk, run, 10K run, a 10-mile run, and a 1-mile youth run, and a toddler trot. And so it's a great community event. We usually get around 400 to 500 people to come out and participate in that. So it's really nice to see the community get active. It's one of the really big first community events for the year to say, hey, let's get our butts in gear and enjoy the weather and kind of get together and be active as families, as individuals, together as a community here in Marquette.
Is it something more along the lines of sort of break off the winter and get moving, or you have some other sort of, I guess I use the term loosely, agendas with this event?
You know what? The proceeds from this event, they go to help financial assistance at the YMCA. So every dollar earned from this event goes directly back into the community. So that's really nice to know that you're partaking in an event that really gives back to people, our neighbors that we care about. And so, you know, it is a way to kind of shake off the cobwebs. I remember doing my first 5K in this event 2 years ago, and it was one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. You know, just being around a bunch of people, being able to do something together and accomplish something together was a really fun way to spend the afternoon. Morning.
One of the things that makes it work, of course, is volunteers, and you're looking for that too.
Oh, absolutely. We always look for 75 volunteers for this event, and that's to help with everything from Friday night setup, on-course guides, direct traffic, help set up at the finish line, registration tables, aid stations. So if you're a community organization, or if you're a person in the community who's looking to just really make a difference in a person's life for a day, for a few hours, I really suggest you give us a call at the Y and asking for Ben Platt. He's our volunteer coordinator, and he'd be more than happy to help you get set up with a volunteer opportunity for April 18th.
And that phone number is
227-9622.
And of course, there's lots of things going on at the Y in the midst of construction as well, which I know is actually progressing pretty well over there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're doubling up the size of our wellness center, getting rid of a lot of our old strength training and cardio equipment, and the new stuff comes on March 30th. So whether we like it or not, the new stuff will be here and we have to get that set up. But I'm just so excited for what we're going to be able to offer our members at the Y. So if there's a better time to join the Y, it's right now. It's come check us out. It's going to be beautiful when it's done.
And this is the Marquette facility. Of course, if you are a member of the Y and maybe it's a little too constructy there right now, you can use the West End facility and other places as well.
Yes, our West End facility in Nagani is absolutely gorgeous. You know, all brand new equipment over there as well. They have a sauna, locker rooms, all the necessities you need to really get your fitness needs in and your program needs for your kids as well. So great stuff going out there in Nagani.
As we continue with the Y Wednesday, joining us in the studio is Matt Deal. You got things going on at the facility in Nagani, in particular an event that you want to make sure that everybody knows about.
Yeah, on March 28th, we have our head-to-head bike race in which we partner with the Western Marquette County Health Foundation and the Upper Peninsula Health Plan to get people really to be active. So what we have here is a indoor bike race, essentially. So we have teams, which are four riders on each team. It's $50 a rider, and you register, and then you compete against other teams to see who can put in the most miles over the course of the day. So with that $50 registration, you get a t-shirt, racer swag, and you get a chance to win prizes. And it's a really cool way to, you know, kind of have an event that I don't really get to see in any other place, you know, really at all. So, you know, it's you're battling with other teams over the course of a few hours, and you're really putting in miles on those spin bikes. And it's amazing what you can do when you put your mind to something, how sweaty these people are when they're done with the race.
Well, it's a good workout, but that's, you know, it's kind of carries into the whole, the wellness push at the Y as it is.
Yeah, you know, healthy development is something, or, you know, healthy living is something that we want to portray to the community and make sure that we're a part of it as well. And so if you want to register for that, give a call to 204-2395 or visit, you know, the Y's website or the greater Ishpeming-Nagani Chamber of Commerce, and they'll be able to help you out with registration for that.
Before we let you go this morning, any other key things happening over at the Y, either in Marquette, West End, wherever the facilities?
Yep, just throwing it on everybody's radar, especially long distance runners out there. We have our Pictured Rocks Road Race, which is in Munising, and that's everything from a 5K up to a half marathon. And that's on June 28th, and so that's something to keep on your calendars as well. Anybody looking to get involved in one of the toughest road races, in my opinion, in the Upper Peninsula.
And it'll be here sooner than you think.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, if anybody has questions and want to find out more, let's give them the website and phone numbers to get a hold of you folks at the Y.
Yeah, give us a look on the web, www.ymcamqt.org, or give us a phone call at 227-9622.